Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Hey, welcome back. Life, love, and liberty, all three under assault at the moment. Some of you know that I have been on with Stu Peters a few times on Patriotically Correct Radio. He syndicated all over the nation. The Stu and Rich Show, I've been on a few times. It's been great. I appreciate the camaraderie. Oh, there's a word for you. But I do. I appreciate colleagues who, you know, are okay with sharing their microphone, but aren't egomaniacs. My industry is filled with them. Recently, he had Lynn Wood on. He's had Lynn on a couple of times. And he asked the question, do you believe that the military is in control of this country? And do you believe that Joe Biden is a straw man? Or is he, in fact, sitting there scratching away at executive orders? Because, as you've all been told, you are surviving through what I would consider a psyop. Again, don't let that become a hashtag. We're really good at that. With things we don't understand, we make fun of them. And they become hyperbolic expressions. And this does not need to become a hyperbolic expression because it literally is a psychological operation to take you out on behalf of nefarious forces who tell you they're on your side. But they're not. These are operations that should never be allowed to take place within the United States of America, for sure, on behalf of certain agencies. It's actually not legal for them to happen, but they do. And it happens every day with every single ad you read, everything you click on, all the information being taken in by you. It happens, which is exactly why I am fleeing from Facebook voluntarily. And Stu just got off of Twitter last night, so you cannot find Stu Peters on Twitter. I will be sharing. I think I've become kind of like I've become like the Switzerland of Twitter for my colleagues and others, Lynn included, and anyone at Mike Lindell, anyone else who, you know, has a message that they would like to have shared. And that's fine. Happy to do it. I'm still there because I love my followers. I really have no reason to leave until certain people in my circle tell me, all right, time to bail. And I think they're crap too. I think Jack Dorsey, I think the whole lot of them are in bed with super crappy actors. That's what I believe about social media in general. Probably the only person I can absolutely attest to having any semblance of love and care for our Constitution as it pertains to your freedom of speech in the social media space would be Jeff Brain of CloudHub. He has been a fantastic person every time we've spoken. They were soliciting for talent some months back, asking people to sign up, people like me and others who have an audience to sign up for channels. I've yet to go over there and set up my channel because I've been slightly preoccupied. But we've spoken several times. He seems to be a phenomenal patriot. He is someone that I would trust with my content. Their platform is set up a little differently than others in that AI is already in place. And so I want to say, their list of naughty no-no words are like around 900. And so I don't know if it comes with a manual, right? Whenever you sign up your channel, if it's like, if you say this, 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 or that, within any one of these 900 words, and you too could be excommunicated from the Clout Hub platform. I have no idea how that works. I do know that you don't get a warning, or there's none of this psychological warfare going on Clout Hub, best I can tell. It's, hey man, we've programmed our system that if you say this word or that word, and usually y'all can guess what the highly inflammatory words are. It's certainly not going to be freedom or election fraud. They're not going to be phrases, you know, in American current modern day issues that we're dealing with, that, you know, the little trigger words. It's not comprised of a group of snowflakes, best I can tell. So you're not going to get kicked off the platform. They're not going to watch you and monitor you. There's literally an AI system in place that if your post is host to one of the 900 words in that particular vocabulary pattern, your post just won't get posted. Pretty simple. It just won't even make it to the platform. So no one's offended. No one's going to turn you in. They're not training us how to turn on each other, you know, to prepare us for the proverbial gas showers. And in some instances, many of you think we could actually end up there. And that's not to slight the 6 million plus Jews who actually ended up in gas showers. Some of my family members on top of that, I might add. So I'm certainly not slighting history. And I'm not a history denier. Nor am I a denier of the fact that I do believe this election was stolen. We are currently sitting in the middle of a soft coup. I do absolutely 100% unequivocally believe that. So, all that to say, Stu Peters and others like myself are moving to Clout Hub. We're also on Telegram. You can find us there. Telegram is very easy. It gets a little tricky whenever you're trying to figure out, you know, do you want to start your own channel? Again, it's there. You can do it. Or you can just sit and observe and you can comment on other people's channels like mine. I mean, every single personality you can think of. There's my phone. My apologies. Every single personality you can think of, including Don Jr., is on Telegram. I believe he's like, well, I don't know about that. I was going to say, for some reason, I thought he was maybe part owner or had some type of huge ownership in Telegram. But I want to say these guys are out of like Dubai. I don't know. At any rate, unless you have some kind of porn, you're not going to get shut out of Telegram. And one of the reasons why Lynn Wood no longer has comments on his page is because early on, that's how spammers, hackers, otherwise known as pains in the ass, were able to get his channel blocked from commenting. But you can always email him at his Fight Back email account. He loves receiving your messages. He loves receiving your messages of encouragement on my channel. I know he monitors my channel at times to see what you're, because I happen to repost a lot of his Telegrams. Some of you are, you know, can't quite grasp why. That's why. Because he likes to read your comments and he can't exactly engage. So that's frustrating. But your words of encouragement mean more to all of us than we could possibly express. All of my thousands of new followers, thousands of messages I've gotten, newsletter signups. I mean, it's just been phenomenal. Thank you so much for your encouragement, your prayers. We feel them. I can speak on behalf of Linwood, and I do. I've been given permission to do so in this regard, that absolutely, unequivocally, your prayers are felt and they are needed and they are greatly appreciated. I cannot stress that enough on behalf of him, myself. I know Mike Lindell feels the same way. Sydney, Rudy Giuliani, I don't know what happened with that whole thing with Sydney's post. Who knows? You guys send me the oddest questions, but I'm not in to that circle to that extent. I help Mr. Wood out with some things and messaging. But other than that, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I was just as surprised as the rest of you. I was like, what the heck? But there's a lot of things going on in strawmen and straw administrations. And what does that mean? So the question was posed on the Stu Peters show. is Joe Biden a legitimate president? Is this country under military rule? Which scares the crap out of some of you. And I understand why. But this was Lynn's response just the other night, January 24th, on the Stu Peter Show.
I believe, without having definitive proof, that the military is in charge of our country. And I believe they are in charge of our country because Joe Biden is an illegal president. And I believe the military has evidence that establishes that fact. So that while he may be signing blank pages, or he may be signing executive orders prepared later for him by the people that control him, he's a puppet. I don't believe that those executive orders are going to see any action, because I don't have, as I said, confirmation, but I know the law. And I know that in the early 1950s, when Joe McCarthy began hearings on communism, and while he was a flawed man, he was right about communism. I know that Roy Cohn was his counsel. Roy Cohn was a flawed man, but he was right about communism. J. Edgar Hoover was a flawed man, but he was right about communism. And Roy Cohn worked for Donald Trump as a lawyer until his death, I believe, in the mid-80s. I believe Donald Trump knows communism. The military knows communism. We knew in the 50s that communism, insidiously and without us realizing it, could take us over. As Khrushchev said, we'll take you over without firing a shot. I think they have. And then now they tried to formally get one of their puppets elected. But I believe the military was aware of what they were going to try to do because they'd done it in prior elections. So I believe the military has the evidence. I know that Sidney Powell and I and many others have worked hard to find the evidence ourselves to get it to the public, almost to prepare the battlefield. So if I'm right, and the military has evidence that shows that this was an illegal election and that Joe Biden is an illegal fake president, then the military has, under the authority of law, the duty and responsibility, in pursuit of the oath that they took to defend the Constitution and the people, the military has the obligation to take control of our government because it is being seized by an illegal administration. So I hope that answers the question. I wish I could tell you that I knew that for a fact, that a general had called me or President Trump had called me. Nobody's called me and told me that, but I try to look carefully to make sense out of the events that are occurring to us at the present time. And I have some strong confidence that what I believe is happening will turn out to be, in fact, what is happening. I pray that it is.
So there is Lynn Wood. There's his impression of what's going on. Some of you believe that. Others don't. You still don't believe that there was election fraud, even though there are countries that have admitted to participating in the heist of our election. There's a movie that I was just watching on Amazon. I believe it's on HBO as well, that I was instructed to watch, from 2016, called Kill Chain. And it's about the election fraud, the frailties of our voting system, voting machines, particularly Dominion and others, who do in fact have a way to connect to the internet. You know, I tweeted something today that some of you caught and others of you didn't, that whenever it comes to laws of defamation, of course, I didn't know this until Lynn shared it with me, which is pretty amazing, and explains why he's so bold in his assertions regarding the alleged misconduct and treasonous activity on behalf of our former Vice President Pence, as well as Chief Justice John Roberts. Some of you were aghast about these allegations. You just couldn't believe it. You're like, my God, he's lost his mind. Like, that's what I've heard from a lot of people, that Lynn Wood's just crazy. He's nuts. Here he is telling people not to go vote in the runoff. And I'm literally sitting at home thinking, well, why the hell would you go vote in a compromised system. Why would you do that if we already know that it's been compromised? Sydney had already come out with the evidence to say she'd already released the Kraken, you know, knowing that the military, there's no way the military could be in the dark because it's, listen, you do understand that our country's hands aren't exactly whitewashed when it comes to interfering with others' elections. I mean, let's just put it all out on the table. So you're going to tell me that our United States military doesn't know what the heck's going on? Come on. I love something Lynn says quite a bit. Does it make sense? Monica, does it make sense? That's a great jumping off point. Does it make sense for you to think that our military does not know what happened with this election in the face of all of the deniers? That doesn't make sense. I mean, you don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed to understand that, right? But we were talking about defamation, and it was made very clear to me that in the world of defamation 101, that the onus, if you will, the responsibility to prove innocence lies upon the plaintiff, because the plaintiff is asserting that you have defamed them. And so it's on them through discovery to prove that your words, your could be harmful words, are based in defamation. And I'm not a defamation attorney. Lynn Wood is. And actually one of the world's leading defamation attorneys. If not for sure, this country's leading defamation attorney. So I believe him whenever he says, if I didn't have the evidence, I would never make an assertion that I didn't know that I could bring evidence forth to show my belief and my allegation. So when you think about Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani being sued for the big billions of dollars, right? That's a scary number to most of us where it's like, good grief, like they're being sued for 1.2 point whatever billion dollars with a B for defamation on behalf of Dominion. What's interesting, I can't believe that this little documentary hasn't been stripped, scrubbed from the cyber world yet. Maybe it will be. Well, some of y'all need to go record it. Maybe I will this evening. But it's astounding because the exact same machines, especially Georgia, the state of Georgia was highlighted in this thing. So I'm just curious as to how Dominion will go about proving that they've been defamed. How will they prove that the allegations against them of their machines being compromised, connected to the internet, at least with connectivity capabilities to the internet, how are they going to prove? And also with, you know, transmission, footprints, digital footprints, that your big brother in the sky is perfectly capable of monitoring and recording. For the Italian government to literally collapse today, just today actually, shortly after the Italian Supreme Court apologizing to you, America, for interfering in our election through their own satellite, what is it? Leonardo, right? Yeah. Where's that information? You're not hearing about that anymore. Our government is attempting to, certain factions of the government are attempting to say that if for all of us still talking about the possibility of an alleged election heist, that somehow now we could be part of an insurrection. This is how scary this gets. Do you understand that? To actually, in this country of the United States of America, that you could actually be accused and brought before who knows what, probably, you know, our rabid Congress at the moment attempting to impeach an individual, a private citizen at this point, no longer the president of the United States. I mean, this is how bloodthirsty they are. You don't think they would drag someone like me or someone else before a congressional hearing and say, what are you doing? Are you trying to topple the United States government? Nope, not me. I'm a commentator. I ask questions. I comment. I'm paid to give an opinion. And last I checked, my opinion was not illegal. Last I checked, my constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights were still intact. Now they are being questioned. And you do, in fact, have personalities, major personalities, calling for people like me and you and your children and others to go through deprogramming program. Who knows what? Who knows? They could shove all of us into internment camps. I have no idea. But the truth is immutable. And when I tell you that we all know that there's a risk with coming to continue to speak the truth, we know the risk. We know the risk. And no one is trying to topple the United States government. No one is interested in causing violence or an insurrection in the streets. But if you're asking my opinion, and I'm just like Lynn Wood, I don't have a general calling me from the Pentagon telling me, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling me, you know, that we're in charge of the country. No one has given actual proof to that. It is an opinion. And we are allowed to have opinions, contrary to what Mercer Law School would like for their law students to believe and get out onto the landscape of the legal world and deny. You do still have the constitutional right to your freedom of speech. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to come with a cost. Most of you have been ousted from social media platforms, so you understand what the cost can be. But what do you do? What's the alternative? You have to hold the line right now as it pertains to your constitutional rights. No one is calling anyone to storm the Capitol or anything else ridiculous. I've been calling you to peace for the past, you know, week and a half now. Well, actually, coming up on a week. Good God, it feels like four lifetimes. I'm not even kidding. I know you know what I'm talking about. This has been like the longest 6 days of my life. Because it's like, talk about drain the swamp. You know, whenever the president said, I'm going to drain the swamp, I don't think any of us felt like, wow, on his way out, he was just going to kind of pull the plug. And we were going to watch, you know, most of the swamp creatures start to circle the drain. I mean, he's been slowly draining it. I think what he's done, actually, I got like this amazing visual of what the president has done for the past 4 years. He's been plunging. And I think God was like, all right, thank you. Give me the plunger. Everything's up to the surface. I'm going to pull the drain on your way out and watch this. And what I've been trying to encourage most of you to do is to get out of the way of the vacuum. Because the drain is swirling. A lot of things are getting ready to flush. So you got to get out of the current. You've got to get out of the flush. And how do you do that? By using your common sense, by opening your spiritual eyes, opening your spiritual ears, praying to the Holy Spirit, not to me, not to Lynn, not to Fox News, not to your Congress, not to the Senate, not to President Trump, in the hopes of, you know, he's going to erect some fantastical, you know, party As I understand it, he's not interested in erecting a third party, but he is interested in putting his money behind actual viable candidates. You got my soapbox last evening about what a viable candidate looks like. I'll spare you that, but I will say this. If you're not willing to sleep, eat, and breathe, and poop the Constitution of this United States of America along with our Bill of Rights, then you have no business in office. That's it. That's the vetting process. That's it. I mean, if you're not willing to make a covenant with our Constitution, you do not have any business running for office whatsoever. I don't care how many front rows you've been in, how many pictures, MAGA pictures you got with the president, how many rallies you attended, you know, how many donation checks you've cut to the GOP, how many breakfasts you hosted, how many bake sales, you know, how many people you signed up, how many black people you recruited to the party. I don't care about any of that. If you did not stand with Donald Trump and you did not stand with the Constitution, which are synonymous, you did not stand with our Bill of Rights, you do not need to run for office. It is that simple. That needs to be the vetting process. I don't care how tall you are, short, fat, skinny, black, white, Hispanic, purple, green, trans, straight, gay, heterosexual. I don't really care. I don't care about any of that. Christian, Muslim, you know, Hindu, Taoist, whatever it is, right? Atheist, which would be kind of hard because, you know, you'd have to agree with the fact that our rights are unalienable. And that means that for all of my atheistic friends who believe that you sit on the throne of your life, that would be a very difficult clause and condition for you to agree to, much less adhere to. So that would prove to be interesting. I've never even thought about that till right now in real time. So there's something for you guys to chew on. But and I'm certainly not trying to be exclusionary. But think about that. I mean, we have people who profess to be Christians who can't even adhere to that. You cannot adhere to the Constitution. You won't. Your greed, your covetousness, your sloth, your, you know, fancy footing for fame, you butt scratching, back scratching, got to be in the front row, living life in the front row, that whole thing. If you're not willing to take the punches with the rest of us right now, get the hell off the field. I'm telling you, my gloves are off about this stuff because I am out here taking the punches with the rest of them. And it's rough. It is rough. This has been a rough 6 days. Rough. Threatened, accused, falsely accused. I mean, crazy stuff. Crazy. There are people who would be just as pleased to put me in jail for having this conversation with you in the United States of America. The games are over, you guys. The partisan games are over. And I said this today. I think the Democrats underestimated the conservatives' resolve to clean our own swamp. And some of us are resolved to do that. And we have all been conditioned to believe that we are enemies sharing the same land. And I disagree with that. We are not enemies sharing the same land. And it took the threat of my own liberties being completely annihilated and erased, along with the threat of my own life being annihilated and erased, or at least subdued, through imprisonment for speaking truth, for me to understand that my neighbor, who may be a Democrat, is not my enemy. Now, I will say this. If you are still on social media, you need to check yourself very quickly and very soberly. There is evidence, according to some of my sources, that you are in fact being cloned. Your digital imprint, your likeness, your image. Here's what happens. As a Grammy-nominated recording artist, one of the things that I had always aspired to was a recording contract. Like, oh, that would have just been the ultimate. I mean, I bent over backwards. I spent money. I would have tried it. I hung out with the wrong people. I lost tens of thousands of dollars with just crap people chasing, you know, the rainbow in the music industry because I just wanted to get a deal so bad and I wanted that community. And, you know, I wanted my voice to be heard by the world, blah, 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 blah. Right? So chasing the dragon, if you will, although I've never done drugs, thank God. So that's just not really my thing. But just chasing that pipe dream, right? And realizing eventually after watching a lot of my friends do it and lose not only everything they had ultimately, because the deal is never in your favor. You know, they'd call me, hey man, they gave me 20%. I got 20% on my record deal. I'm like, really? That's awesome, man. Of what? And they're like, well, I don't know, dude. Like, that's in the details. I'm like, right, right, because the devil's in the details. And so is the Lord, by the way. But 20% of what? 20% of a dollar? 20% of your retail value of your CD? 20% of the wholesale? 20% of wholesale minus all of the money that the record labels put into you, which they can add to their ledgers at any time. And, you know, good luck finding the record keeping on that. Sure. Okay. As if that wasn't an injurious enough or enough of a prostitution ring, the worst part of it was that you sell your likeness and your image. You literally sign your likeness and your image away in a contract. You make a covenant. So for those of you who like to make fun of musicians and famous people and you're like, oh, they made a deal with the devil. Yeah, you're right. When you sign with a media conglomerate, as a media personality, guess what you sign? Your image and your likeness. I just tweeted today, I'm so glad I never went down that road. I never became a cable disinformation, misinformation network bobblehead. And I don't mean any disrespect to anyone who's a part of them, but you do give up a part of who you are. Your ideas, your opinions are curtailed, your looks, and they pay rather handsomely for, you know, part-time positions. But my God, I look at people like Tommy Lahren. I know many of you love her. She's a beautiful girl. She's young. She's angry quite a bit, but that persona is one in which they've stereotyped her. Like, that's it. That's the box that she's in. I hope that she can grow, but it's hard once you've signed your likeness and your image to what people have been allowed to monetize. What does that have to do with this country, with you, and with candidacy? The only identity any of us should be willing to join in covenant with is that of a constitutional American. That's it. That is a blood oath, actually, that other people before us have taken with their actual blood to secure that document. And it's not just a document. To ensure that I can, in fact, sit on these airwaves and just have an opinion without it being misinterpreted, misconstrued, mischaracterized in the sense of it could cost me my life, my freedom. We have protections for that. I'm not talking about defamation. I'm talking about having an opinion. I'm talking about telling you that my opinion is based on common sense and looking around the landscape of the world right now, not just our country, and seeing where other nations have, in fact, apologized and subsequently imploded after aligning themselves with an attempted well, and currently what I believe we are living in, a soft coup of this country, of this government, our nation, on our soil, by virtue of not paying attention to the enemy and how the enemy works with psychological warfare, lawfare. We are so drunk in this nation. We're so entertained. We're so satiated and gluttonous. And I say that with love because I am just as guilty. I've been just as guilty. But we have fallen asleep at the wheel and our enemy knew it. Our kids are completely seduced right now with TikTok. And who owns TikTok? You, if you're middle-aged or with kids or grandkids listening to me right now, you've been seduced on Facebook. You love sharing your pictures. I get it. I love seeing your pictures. I love seeing your life. I actually, you know, love seeing what you cook for dinner. It's kind of cool. I like seeing how much weight y'all have lost. Gives me hope. I mean, I love it when your kids graduate from high school. I get it. I love seeing you engaged in the political process. I love all your griping and complaining and commiserating. And I love the silo conversations and seeing kind of the infighting and that. It tells me a lot about you. I'd much rather you, you know, fight out your ideas with words, with decency, right? But hash it out as opposed to, well, God wins. We don't belong here anyway. We're just passing through. Well, Jesus is coming back. What difference? Come, Lord, come. What difference does it make? Hashtag, you know, I live in Jesus. Well, I hear you. Well, is Jesus a communist? Did Jesus want you to give the land that he blessed you with richly? Did Jesus call you to just get in your Jesus recliner and hand it over? Did Jesus tell you through your churches that someone could possibly make you less equal than he has made you equal? Did Jesus tell you that he was cool with aborting life? Did Jesus tell you that he was okay with you just falling asleep at the wheel in the land that he has blessed you to occupy? Did Jesus tell you that it was your mandate to just sit back and let other people make decisions and policies and rules and regulations and laws regarding your liberty? Did Jesus tell you that it was wise to open your borders and care for other people instead of your own families first? On the contrary, he calls you an infidel for not taking care of your own family first. And it's the only place in the entire Bible that calls you an infidel is in the New Testament. He who does not care for his own family first is less than an infidel. Either we're a family in this country or we're not. Either we take care of each other and our own first or we don't. Either your home has a personal constitution or it doesn't. And it is very evident that a large body in this country does not have a constitution, a personal constitution. I talked about that years ago on my show. If you don't want to become a cultist, if you don't want to become completely dependent upon a person regarding your liberty, your hope, God, your joy, your ability to love your neighbor, your ability to prosper and work and explore and learn and cultivate a life more abundantly, freely in this great land called the United States of America. What are you doing? What are we doing? At any rate, these are hard times for a lot of us. I'm not scolding you. I'm disappointed in a lot of what I'm seeing right now. I get it. It's working. The psychological warfare is working. I have guided you to a Telegram channel that I am amazed by the content coming out of this channel. I cannot stress this enough. It will explain so much to you. I'm going to get over to it. I'm going to guide you to it again. I haven't seen anything kooky on it, nor do I think I will. But this channel is just amazing and explains so much about what's happening in the world right now and what the battle is really for. It's for your mind. It's for your soul. It is also for this soil. It is called Narrative Reframes. It's good. It's on Telegram, Narrative Reframes. You can join that channel, and anytime this person or people post, you will you'll see what their posts are, and they are meaty. They get into McCarthyism. They get into what all of this narrative war is going on right now, the military's role, certain three-letter agencies, multiple agencies. Why would someone target your psyche? What does that look like when they target your psyche? And ultimately, what is the purpose? Listen, I know many of you feel like, I'm going to read this to you and I'm going to let you go. I'm tired. Like the rest of you. Still fighting. God willing, I'll get up and fight another day, even after our former President Trump is acquitted in our U.S. Senate. I mean, just ridiculous. Thank God for Rand Paul, man. He took him to the watershed today. It was great. Excuse me. But I want to read this to you. I do hope you're still following Jovan Pulitzer on Twitter. He's still keeping up with the election fraud. You have multiple cases that are still out there. There's a gentleman who, matter of fact, I'm going to go to that before we go to and read that to you. It will encourage you and also continue to make my case that as to why common sense and why I believe that there is election fraud. Okay. I'm going to read this to you. Oh my goodness. And y'all, well, I'm going to leave that one alone. Okay. Hold on. This started really early this morning. Okay, so here it is. I said, part of what frustrates you is seeing information that points to 100 million voter victory and wondering what you can do. I see that a lot. I do. I see that a lot. Whenever I post information, you're like, okay, that's great, but what do we do? Well, here's a plan of action. Except that we have experienced a soft accept that the Biden administration is a toothless mirage. Accept that your military is in control. Accept you are a target of a sanctioned psyop against you to cause you to react to usher in a physical civil war, to fracture us for a completed color revolution. Accept God needs you to love your neighbor and plan for more lies to be revealed. Accept that your Constitution is under direct assault. Accept that nations have admitted to interfering in our election. Accept that this is not a partisan battle. Accept that we are the last bastion of liberty and justice via due process in the earth. Accept that you have a divine mandate to stand and speak to defend truth. Reject lies. That's what you can do. Start with yourself and then go out and flush the toilet of your local and state GOPs and fill the tickets with constitutional covenant candidates. Stop bitching about Biden. It's a distraction. Stop mocking and get to work. That's what you can do. That's on my Twitter feed. You can go find it at Monica On Air Talk. I'm going to try to pop over to this gentleman's page and read this to you. This is an attorney here locally in the Atlanta area who who assisted with the 2020 election and assisted in our efforts to ensure that everyone in the country had a free and fair election. And this is what he posted today. And I'm going to leave you with this food for thought. There are 81 court cases to date based on the 2020 election. In 45 cases, President Trump was the plaintiff. In 34 cases, President Trump is not the plaintiff. In 2 cases, President Trump is the defendant. In 72 cases, illegal voting is alleged. 72 cases out of 81. In zero of the 72 cases where illegal voting is alleged, has evidence been allowed to be presented. 30 cases remain active. Now, I want you to tell me that we have not been infiltrated and compromised. So the next time you're tempted to call others election result deniers, the next time you beat down the doors of Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and others to say, where's the evidence? I want you to remember what I just read to you. 72 cases have not been allowed to be heard. That is not a constitutional republic. That is communism. And that is the rule under which you are kind of living for the time being. I'll let you sit with that for the evening. I love you guys. Hope to be back with you tomorrow. Keep praying for all of us. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. You can follow me on Telegram at The Monica Matthews, iTunes, Stitcher, all those other places you can download my podcast. Please share my work with others. I hope to encourage and teach and all that stuff, and just encourage you to continue to be brave and loving. And yeah, in the end, if you're an American, I need you to act like one. I just hope you're